different income has different basis of assessment. That is, which tax year we should tax the income in. Now, for employment income, the basis of assessment is the receipts basis. That means that the income is taxed in the year that the employee receives it, or when the employee becomes entitled to receive it, if that's earlier than when they actually receive it. So let's have a look at an example of this. Susan receives her pay on the last day of the calendar month. In the year to the 31st of December 2019, her salary is £900 a month, and in the year to the 31st of December 2020, her salary is £1,000 a month. So that is that from the 1st of January 2020, Susan has a pay rise of £100 a month. So we are going to be asked to calculate her taxable income for the 2019-20 tax year. So we need to think back to our tax year from the last module, which runs from 6th of April 1 year to the 5th of April the next, and we need to work out what from Susan's salary is included in that. So from the 30th of April, which is the last day of April, the first month of the new tax year, right through to the 31st of December when her salary changes, we've got 9 months, and that's 9 months at the £900, or £8,100. And then we've got from the 31st of January to the 31st of March at the revised salary of £1,000 a month. So that's 3 months at £1,000. So Susan's taxable income for the year 1920 is £11,100. But what if Susan receives her pay on the first day of the calendar month? So the salary is still the same. Till the 31st of December 2019, her salary is £900 a month. And in the year to the 31st of December 2020, her salary is £1,000 a month. But this time, the first payday in the tax year is going to be the 1st of May, and the last one will be the 1st of December, the 1st of January being the first day of her increased salary. So this time she has 8 months instead of 9 months at the £900, or £7,200. And then she has from the 1st of January to the 1st of April, the 1st of April still being in the 1920 tax year. She has 4 months there at the new rate of £1,000, or £4,000. So she receives it on the first day of the calendar month instead of the last day. This time her taxable income for the 1920 tax year would be £11,200 instead of the £11,100. So hopefully you can see that depending on when the salary is received, then that forms the basis of assessment. I've got a couple of questions for you to try. The first one is Craig. Craig is paid on the last day of the month. In the year to the 30th of November 2019, he receives £1,100 per month. And in the year to the 30th of November 2020, he receives £1,150 a month, and we're asked what his taxable employment income for the 1920 tax year is. And the second question is, Laura is paid on the first day of the month. In the year to the 31st of October 2019, she receives £1,400 per month, and in the year to the 30th of October 2020, she receives £1,460 a month. And we're asked the same question, what her taxable income is for the 2019-20 tax year. So have a go at those questions, and as always, you'll be able to download the answers below this video.